For more details, let's quickly go across to our correspondent Simon Marks, who's joining us live from Washington, D.C. Simon, thank you for joining our newscast today. Now, what do talks in Vienna mean for U.S. and Iran, and what does one make of indirect talks? What sort of role can we expect from the new U.S. Special Envoy on Iran, Rob Malik?
Well, it's worth making the point that just within the last few minutes, it seems that there has been some reaction from both the US and the Iranian side to those talks, with Mr. O'Malley, the US envoy, having told National Public Radio here in Washington, D.C., that Iran's demand to have American sanctions lifted before it returns to compliance with the JCPOA is evidence, as he put it, that Iran is not serious about these negotiations. But equally, the deputy Iranian foreign minister then went on to tell Press TV, Iran's English language news channel, that it's the United States that is showing a lack of seriousness in reviving the deal. These talks were always going to be complicated because they are indirect. The two countries, the US and Iran, have diplomats in the same city, Vienna, but not in the same room. So it's falling to European officials to shuttle backwards and forwards between them to try and understand what is possible. And it's been absolutely apparent in the days leading up to these meetings that the key issue is going to be the sequencing. The Iranians want American sanctions lifted immediately before they return to compliance with the agreement. The Americans say part of the process of the United States returning to compliance with the agreement would see those sanctions that snapped back into force when Donald Trump was president then removed from the table by the United States. So it's all really a question of which side blinks. And it's pretty apparent that we're not going to see, I think, a face-to-face right. meeting between Iranians and American officials in Vienna. This is going to be the beginning of a long process.
The beginning of a long process. And it's interesting, Simon, that you highlighted that the U.S. Special Envoy on Iran has already highlighted Iran's demand to lift the sanctions. That's why it's important to discuss how the Vienna talks could pave a path to settlement, but will not be the settlement itself.
Yeah, it's going to be a long-term negotiation, this, if it's going to happen. And I think it's worth underscoring. A week ago, of course, we didn't know these talks were going to take place. President Biden came under renewed pressure from Democrats in Congress who said, look, Iran's having presidential elections in June. There's a window to start this process. Let's get it underway. So on the one hand, it's remarkable that these conversations, indirect though they are even taking place. But on the other hand, this is complicated stuff. And the Trump administration created what they call a wall that will prevent the Biden administration simply from lifting the economic sanctions that are back in place against Iran, because simultaneously, the Trump administration branded Iran with fresh sanctions, the same sanctions, accusing Iran of being a terrorist entity. So the Biden administration would have to address that. The Iranians would have to address the Biden administration's request for American prisoners held in Iranian jails to be freed. There are all sorts of areas that could bedevil these talks, but at least these talks are beginning.
Simon, but I still can't wrap my head around the fact, how will U.S. actually get Iran to stop playing that hardball tactic that they've been using? How will U.S. control Iran from enriching their uranium and also giving more access to the IAEA?
Well, it's very problematic, of course. The Biden administration hopes that the economic sanctions are creating so much economic difficulty inside Iran that that provides a considerable carrot for the Iranians to engage in returning to compliance with the JCPOA. And remember, the Europeans play a role in all of this, because those sanctions that the Trump administration allowed to snap back don't just target the Iranians. They leave European businesses open to the possibility of facing American sanctions for doing business with Iran. So the Europeans can play a role here, the Biden administration hopes, in persuading the Iranians that the best thing to do is to come back into compliance with the agreement. But there's no question that hawkish voices here are pessimistic about the outcome of this.
Right, considering the Europeans have managed to bring them back to the negotiating table in Vienna, we do hope there's a silver lining out there. Having said that, thank you so much, Simon Marks, for bringing in your inputs.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.